Welcome to Political Conversations. I'm Christopher Conover, KUAZ News. In this edition of Political Conversations, we hear from the state's top elections official, Secretary of State Jan Brewer. Thank you again so much for joining us.
Well, that's my privilege.
Now, I understand we do have a bit of new news. The ballot draw is being set for the presidential primary coming up in February. And what was the outcome of the draw?
Well, it was kind of interesting. It was all over the board. It was interesting that maybe the more well-known candidates didn't make the top of the list, but the 24 Republicans and 24 Democrats were placed on the ballot today.
That's almost a small phone book worth of people.
It certainly is. The number one on the Democrat side is a gal by the name of Sandy Whitehouse, and the number one spot for the Republicans is James Creighton Mitchell Jr.
How come Arizona does a draw like this, a draw out of a hat, as opposed to doing it alphabetically the way some other states do?
Well, you know, it's according to the statutes, the legislature established the way that it would be processed, and that's what they determine, and no one's ever taken the liberty or the idea to change. So what we do is we have everybody come in, when they file their papers to be on the ballot, we put them in the time and the date that they come, and then that's the way they come in and they do their drawing, and then we put the numbers into a ballot box and they pull it out. And if they're not there to pull it out, or their representative isn't there to pull it out, then I, as Secretary of State, draws for them.
Now, with 24 candidates for each of the two parties on the ballot, is this 48 total candidates? Is this any sort of a record for Arizona, or is that about average?
No, I would think that it would be a record. I don't know if we've ever had 48 candidates. 4 years ago, we didn't have a two-party preference. We only had the Democrat Party that participated. And the 4 years before that, we only had the Republican candidate. So all in all, I would, go on record saying that it's somewhat of a record. Two parties and 24 in each one. It's a long ballot.
It is a long ballot.
Yeah, and so it's going to be interesting for the public to know and be informed that they're going to have to go and they're going to have to find their candidate. They're going to have to look through a list. It's just not going to jump out at them.
Talking about the public, in Arizona, we have a growing number of third-party and independent voters. But in order to participate in the presidential primary, all of those folks has to register with either the Republican or the Democratic Party. What's the timeline? I know there's a cutoff date where those changes can be made.
Exactly. And just for your information, I expect that there probably will be several of those. But the last day to register to vote is on Monday, January 7th at midnight. And then early voting begins January 10th. And the last day to request an early ballot to be mailed to you is January 25th. So if anybody wants to re-register or just get newly registered, they're going to participate in the presidential preference. They have to register before January 7th, and they can do that at the county recorder's office or get a voter registration form or go online at my webpage if they have an Arizona driver's license, and that webpage number is www.azsos.gov.
So they don't have to do it before the end of the year, but it probably would be better to get it done now rather than later, because January 7th will creep right up.
It will creep right up, but it's their decision, January 7th at midnight, and we will have people in my office and out in the parking lot accepting them up until midnight, January 7th. So if they forgot and all of a sudden at 10 o'clock, they can race right down here to the Capitol and register.
Talking about elections, you're about to roll out, I know you've already kind of unveiled, made the announcement about it, but roll out in January a new campaign finance reporting system for the
right.
state.
Right. Yes, we are very excited about that. It's going to make campaign filing a lot easier. It's going to be much more user-friendlier, and it's going to be more transparent for the public to use. It's going to allow those people that are interested to go on and find all kinds of information that they would like to have without having to come down and actually look at the papers. So And with that, it'll allow the committees that are filing to have multiple users and notification of events and filing deadlines. So it will be great for the public, and it'll be great for everyone that's interested in elections and seeing how contributions and expenditures are being divvied up.
How much work was it on your part, since the election cycle's sort of already going for this year, to do the back-end conversion so everything matches come January when the new system rolls out?
Well, you know, I have a great team, great IT people. They were very, very diligent in doing this, and it entails a lot of work, but they were able to complete it, and it's up, and it'll be ready to go January.
Talking about January, of course, the legislature officially returns in January for their session. Is there anything in particular that you as Secretary of State are hoping to get done or need to get done during this legislative session?
Well, there always is things that we need to get done, and we're working on that agenda right now, and so I'm just kind of keeping that close to my chest right now until we get going.
And how about elections? Are there any things besides the upcoming deadlines and things like that for voter registration that people need to know about this election, since we have an election in February?
The one important thing probably is that they need to be aware, and they need to remember to bring sufficient identification to the polls when voting, either one form of identification with a photo, name, and address, or two forms of identification with their name and address. And I might remind your listeners that the polling places are consolidated for the PPE, the presidential preference election. So voters should really review all the material that's sent to them by their county recorder, or call. They can even call their county recorder to determine where they're going to go to vote on election day. And the polls will open at 6 a.m. and close at 7 p.m. And of course, they always have the option to get an early ballot, or not an early ballot, but a mail ballot. And we will do the canvass on the official canvass to determine and make it legal who won will be done in my office on February 15th.
Do you have any feeling on turnout since some of the national media has dubbed February 5th, the day of our primary, Tsunami Tuesday, because
Tsunami
there are so
Tuesday.
Many?
Yeah, Super Duper Tuesday, Tsunami Tuesday. I think we're going to probably have a very active election on that day. I think that because of the two parties running and everybody's got a horse in the race, that we're going to see a pretty good turnout.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Well, thank you.
You've been listening to Political Conversations. Our guest this week was Arizona Secretary of State Jan Brewer, who joined us from her office in Phoenix. I'm Christopher Conover, KUAZ News. Thanks for joining us.